Alvin Futch turned down offers to buy his land, but Ed Verner did not. The businessman talks about why his family chose to sell their farmland for development and how he's been involved with revamping Plant City's downtown ever since.
My name is Ed Verner. I was coming to Plant City as a grandson of my grandmother my whole life, but my actually residing here began in about 1984. I was very much in love with the citrus industry, so I gravitated towards that immediately when I was offered a chance. My grandfather had been involved with citrus and almost all farming shipped by rail out of this city as far back as the 1920s. By the time I came along, I became a truck driver. I was actually hauling the fruit to the nearby plants. We were in citrus probably until the late 90s when we began to get out. There was a severe freeze in 1989, Christmas Day, actually. Not a Christmas present from God. We had a really, really bad freeze that night, and it didn't kill, but it was still devastating to the industry, and even more so was NAFTA when they passed the North American Free Trade Agreement. It decimated citrus profits in this area by about 24 cents a pound solid. Back then, that represented about a 30% cut in what local growers were getting for their orange juice product. When we got out, there was kind of a pressure for development. You could make a lot of money developing groves into rooftops. It was sad to me. I liked citrus. It was a product that employed a huge number of people. It was a giant industry in the Plant City area. But once you develop for rooftops, you can make a lot of money once, and then you're done. My grandfather came to Plant City as a 19-year-old boy with nothing but a little bit of capital and a lot of zest. And through the years, he became more and more involved with several aspects in Plant City. Most of the businesses that I've been involved with either sprang from his previous efforts or they were at least inspired by things he had done. So far, I guess since 1919, we're coming on our 100th anniversary now of having all of the business interests we managed from Plant City in downtown, by the way. I like Plant City's downtown. People frequently say, oh, I wish Plant City's downtown could be revitalized. But I remember in 1995 when I became involved in it more directly, it was dead then. We had 30% occupancy and we were offering 80% discounts and we couldn't find tenants. Now we have almost 100% occupancy and we're only offering about 15% discounts. I would argue now Plant City's downtown is fully revitalized. It's just now, what else does it add? We manage several hundred thousand square feet in Plant City's downtown, and I still admire the people who wish it could do more, and they get frustrated that we don't have a beer garden, or we don't have a tattoo parlor, or we don't have a nightlife. That's a fair criticism. It's still business professional and or antique and entertainment shopping oriented, and it's not a whole lot of young college kids, just being young. We're still shy on the residential component in our downtown. I grew up in Lakeland, and I've watched their revitalization. And when I made a study of downtowns in Plant City compared to Mount Dora, St. Augustine, Savannah, Charleston, the thing we were lacking was the third, fourth, and fifth floors of the downtown buildings. But Plant City was only built three stories high. And there's some conjecture about how that came to be. Some people say it was because you couldn't have a building taller than the Baptist Church steeple. And it's a chicken and the egg thing. If you want to have high quality residential in a downtown, you have to have something to do after 5 p.m. But if you want to have a beer pub, or if you want to have a bakery, or if you want to have a donut shop, or even a place where you can buy a AA battery for your remote control, then you have to have the residences. I don't really care whether somebody brings the egg or the chicken to town, but somebody's going to have to bring one or the other, and then we'll have it. I hope that a newcomer to Plant City would learn to appreciate more than just a strawberry. A lot of people associate Plant City with only strawberries, but our heritage runs deep in a lot of directions. There have been some great personalities in Plant City's past that were wildly passionate about the strawberry industry. We've had other people that never touched it, and yet they made a massive impact. And frequently, I find newcomers bring new ideas, and if it ain't here yet, they'll build it.